بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا وقدوتنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه، علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما، أخرجنا من ظلمات الوهم وأكرمنا بنور الفهم، وأنعم علينا يا عظيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. أما بعد، after the praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and praise be upon his beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'll testify that there's no God except Allah, and I testify that Muhammad is the Prophet and the Messenger of Allah. As we're speaking about the etiquette, the adab and the akhlaq of a Muslim in every aspect of their life, tonight we speak about another etiquette that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had taught us. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam had showed us and led by a great example the etiquette of earning a living. The etiquette of earning a living, adab al-kasb wal-ma'isha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَجَعَلْنَا النَّهَارَ مَعَاشًا, that we made the day a living for people to earn their living during that day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala structured the sun and the day and the way of living during the day for the human being to go and earn their living. And subhanallah, how Allah azza wa jal created al-insana fi ahsani taqweem, created the human being in the best and a great format. وَجَعَلْنَا النَّهَارَ Libasa, that we made, وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ Libasa, we made the night for people to sleep. And subhanallah, how perfect that night for the body to rest, and how perfect that day for the body to work in. And that's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he saw one of his daughters sleeping after Fajr, he told her, why don't you get up and have your share into the rizq that Allah Azza wa Jal writes on his servants. After Fajr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala writes the rizq on the servants and the ibad of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, the best living is the living earned by the sweat of the servant of Allah Azza wa Jal. And Dawood alayhi salam used to earn his living with his own hands. In other words, that the income that you earn is the best of the income, is the income that you earn by your sweat, by the effort that you put, by the time that you put, by the sacrifice that you put. And Dawood alayhi salam used to be a welder. They used to format the metal and the iron however he wants. As Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَأَلَنَّ لَهُ الْحَدِيدِ, that we made the metal and the iron very easy to turn and twist in his hands. And Dawood alayhi salam used to love to earn his living from his sweat. And the rest of the companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum, as they've been described, Nuh alayhi salam was a carpenter, Musa and Shu'aib and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were shepherds, and Isa alayhi salam and other prophets were tailors, other prophets were carpenters, other prophets were welders, other prophets had their own jobs where they were earning their own living. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from a young age, he started to earn his living, as he said, that he was in a young age and he was earning few cents and dollars from a shepherd that hired him to look after his flock. And then when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was mature, he started to trade and deal with the business of Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha from Mecca to Sham. And the first time the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was entrusted by Khadija, and that's before their marriage, the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam had given Khadija a great profit that she's never experienced before from the honesty of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam. And that's why when you work, usually you work with other people. It's very rare for you to work on yourself. It's either you give service to people or sell to people or try and fix things for other people. And that's why Islam teaches us to be in the best and the greatest and noble character of dealing with people when it comes to business, when it comes to work. Now the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ أَحَدَكُمْ إِذَا عَمِلَ عَمَلًا أَن يُتْقِنَهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves one of you. Allah azza wa jal loves one of you when they do an action or do a work or a deed to perfect it. And this applies in both ibadah and actual work. When you do a work or a deed or a job to do a good job. Because the quality of a Muslim, he's got the perfect and complete qualities. When he does a job, he does a perfect and complete job. And subhanAllah, it's very upsetting for the Muslims to have that reputation of doing bad jobs. Or as they say, bodgy jobs. Or shonky jobs. Or dirty jobs. And subhanAllah, straight away, the finger starts to be pointed at the Muslims. Why? Because Muslims start to have that habit of not doing a perfect and complete job because their mind is only set for money. And that's not the character of a Muslim. The Muslim, when a Muslim does a job, he perfects that job and completes that job and makes the best out of that job. Because this is Islam itself. SubhanAllah, when you do a job for a non-Muslim and you perfect that job, the first thing is maybe that non-Muslim will ask, why did you do that job so good and perfect? You just tell them, because my religion teaches me that. How effective is that? This da'wah itself. This da'wah itself, and how many people have heard they became Muslims because of such an action? How many have heard of people becoming Muslims is because such of an action? فَإِخْوَانِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ أَحَدَكُمْ إِذَا عَمِلَ عَمَلًا أَن يُتْقِنَهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves one of you when they do an action or a job to perfect the action and complete it. Not to do the worst job, or to do the dirtiest job, or to do the lowest job, that's not the quality of a Muslim. The Muslim, when he puts his hand into something, this thing becomes the best. This thing becomes the most complete. This thing becomes the most perfect. This is the quality of a Muslim. We have to have the reputation of people looking at us. Yaqwani, people have to have that thought about Muslims. That Muslims, even when they deal with one another, they're very good. Even when they deal in their business, they're very good people and honest people. Not wallahi, people who lie are dishonest or untrustworthy. Muslims are supposed to be the best and the best and noble character. Also, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what did he say? That the most hatred places to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the markets. That's where most of the dealing and transaction happens in the markets. Why? Because there's a lot of foolish talks happening in the market. Because there's a lot of cheating happening in the market. Because there's a lot of wrongdoings happening in the market. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam walked into the market and he said, "Man ghashana falaysa minna." Whoever cheats on us, he's not from us. Whoever's got the habit of cheating on others, he is not from us. Even if he cheats on non-believers, he is not from us. The Muslim does not cheat. The Muslim has got his honor more expensive than to make a dollar or two, or $10 or $20. The honor of a Muslim is much greater than selling the honor for a dollar or two. It's very sad to see someone that sells his reputation of being a Muslim for the sake of making $10, or for the sake of making $5, or even for the sake of making a dollar, or even for the sake of making a dollar. There's a story that when Dr. Rat ibn Nabils was here, he mentioned a story about this Muslim imam in Britain. Amazing story that subhanAllah, when you think about it, touches the hearts and the minds of the people. This imam was newly employed in one of the mosques, Islamic centers in Britain. And one day, he wanted to go from a place to another, so he used the local and the public transport. So he went on the bus. He gave the bus driver a certain amount of money, so the bus driver gave him more than what he supposed to get in return. So he probably gave him a dollar, he gave him $5, supposed to get $2, the bus driver gave him $3. So the imam went and sat at the back, and while he's in the bus, he saw the money they received in his hands, and more than what he should got in return. So his nafs start to speak to him. Should I give it back to him? Should I not give it back to him? what's a dollar gonna make a difference to him if I return it back to him or not? I'll keep this money in my pocket. Yalla, maybe it's rizq from Allah. Well, shaitan plays around. My shaitan knows his tricks. Maybe it's a rizq from Allah. Keep it in your pocket. They're not gonna notice. It's a big company. What's a dollar compared to millions of dollars? So on, so on, so on. So this nafs and the shaitan start to play in the mind of this imam until he was walking out of the bus. So he said, no, I have to be an honest Muslim and give the money back, the extra money that this bus driver gave me, back to the bus driver. So he gave him the extra money. So the bus driver started to laugh. So the sheikh, the imam, was amazed. Told him, why are you laughing at? He said, aren't you the new imam that's employed in the Islamic center? He said, yes. He said, the last few days I've been thinking of being a Muslim. And I asked around, who should I go to? So they told me there's a new imam employed in Islamic center. And I saw you from a distance. And when you came on the bus, I said, this maybe could be my sign if I should become a Muslim or not. So I tested you by giving the extra money to you to see if you gave it back to me. So the imam said to himself, he said, by Allah, I was going to sell my religion for a few dollars. I was going to sell my religion for a few dollars. Subhanallah, a simple thing like that. Maybe it's probably not even a dollar. Maybe it's even a cent, 50 cent that this bus driver gave him. But subhanAllah, that 50 cent could be an obstacle for this person to become into Islam. For ikhwan al Muslim, when they deal with others, Muslim deals with honesty and trustworthiness. He does not deal with any cheating, because the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said, he's not from us. It doesn't mean if a Muslim cheats, he's out of Islam, but it's not the character of a Muslim. And it's nowhere near the character of the Muslim. And the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the righteous believers are innocent from that character. A Muslim does not cheat. A Muslim is all the time honest. A Muslim is all the time honest in the way he gives, in the way he deals with people, even if it's money. Not wallahi, I'm religious outside the barriers of my business, but once into my business, business is business, and who cares about my religion? Put it on the side. La wal'iyadu billah. Indonesia, one of the biggest and the greatest Muslim populations in the world. How did they become a Muslim? Ask them. They'll tell you through few Muslim businessmen that came from Yemen dealt with the Indonesian people with full honesty, with full trustworthiness, that made the full island of Indonesia turn to Islam. For ikhwani, a Muslim is honest and truthful when he deals with others, whether he's providing a service or whether he's selling things, he's an honest in that position, and he's a da'iyah during his business. So a Muslim is a 24-hour da'iyah even during his business and even during his work. And that's why if he does an action or does a job, he does the best job. Man amila, إن الله يحب أحدكم إذا عمل عملا أن يتقنه. Allah loves one of you when they do an action to do the best of the action. Also, the Muslim only accepts for himself halal and what's halal. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, طيب لا يقبل إلا طيبا. As the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah azza wa jal is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beautiful, and He only accepts beautiful. He only accepts the beautiful dollar, the beautiful income that's only halal. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam describes a man in the middle of the desert, ask Allah for support. Wa mat'amuhu haram, wa mashrabuhu haram, wa ghudhiya bil haram, wa malbasahu bil haram, fa anna yustajabu lah. He eats from the haram, he drinks from the haram, he's clothed by the haram, and he's living on the haram. How is Allah going to accept his dua? Atim mat'amak takun mustajabu da'wa. Make your earning of living is halal and your eating is halal. Allah will accept your dua. So a Muslim only goes behind the halal income and only looks for the halal income and does not accept na haram income, even if it was a dollar. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud said, مختلط الحرام بالحلال إلا غلبة. مختلط الحرام بالحلال إلا غلبة. That whenever the haram mixes with the halal, the haram defeats it. It's like in a big place. This place, imagine the mosque full of water. One simple dot of urine or blood, who would want to come and drink from it? Everyone gets turned off from it. Same thing with the income. The income, one simple, one haram dollar, or one unlawful dollar enters that halal, it just makes it stink. It's like makes it stink, rottens it. That's why a Muslim only looks behind the halal. And how beautiful it is from the Salaf radiallahu ta'ala anhum, when they used to go and earn their living, their wives used to tell them, do not only bring to our house only halal, for us would rather have patience on starvation in this world, and we would not have patience on the punishment of the hellfire in the hereafter. For halal, to earn your income and to earn your living by halal, is an essential part in a Muslim's life. أَيُّ جَسَدٍ نَبَتَ عَلَى الْحَرَامِ فَلْ نَارُ أَوْلَى بِهِ. Anybody that's been built on the haram, eating from the haram, living from the haram, drinking from the haram, then the hellfire is for them. The hellfire is for them. Let them get in the hellfire. But that's why, my brothers and sisters, let's make sure that our income and our way of living is only from the halal and halal source, a way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam accept. This is the way that we live, and this is the way that we earn our income. I'd rather have patience on losing some dollars and losing some thousands of dollars and millions of dollars in this world, but would never have patience in the hill over the punishment of the hellfire. That a man will stand in front of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and he after going to the hellfire, Allah Azza wa Jalla will tell him, oh my servant, if you had this whole world full of gold, would you give it to me so I could save you from the hellfire? So he says, yes, Ya Allah. So Allah Azza wa Jalla will tell him, you're a liar. I asked you for something smaller and he didn't do it to me. I asked you for something smaller and he didn't give it to me. For ikhwani, our income, our living should be from halal and only halal. And even no matter what offer comes, you should all the time reject it if it's haram. Anything that's built on the haram, the hellfire is for them. For ikhwani, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the best and the greatest example for the believers and the Muslims to live their life, to live the earning of living and to earn their living, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum were the greatest example in that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored them. Allah azza wa jal honored them by the great action in this world. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them paradise. And that's who we should follow. And that's who our example is. Not wallahi, my example is that businessman that I see down in the city, or that businessman that I work for, or that tradesman that I do jobs for. My example is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And as a true Muslim, I'm a da'iyah during my work hours. I'm a da'iyah during my work hours, and I'm a da'iyah during my work hours and doing my jobs in front of people. People would look at me and say, this is a good example. We will not become like this man. And the only way to become like this man is to become Muslim. Allahumma ja'alna min alladhina yastami'una al-qawl fayattabi'una ahsana. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.